Number 30. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Answer. The vice president. Explanation. The president has been shot. This phrase, or something similar, has been said many times in U.S. history. Being president is a risky job, or a job with many dangers. Many presidents are assassinated or killed, or simply die while they are in office, or working as president. That's why we have to have a plan for who will be the next president if the current president dies. When the president can no longer serve or work, the vice president becomes the next president. To date, or until now, 9 vice presidents have become president when the president could no longer serve. The first time this happened was in 1841, when President William Henry Harrison died. The vice president, John Tyler, had a swearing-in ceremony and took the presidential oath of office, or made a statement promising to do his best while serving as the next president of the United States. Because the order of secession, or the plan for who would become the next president, was clear, there were no problems.